This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Murray Rock. The Native American Community Clinic has announced plans for a new clinic and housing structure along the Native American Cultural Corridor in South Minneapolis. The new clinic aims to provide more than just medical and housing needs, but a place for the community to gather, grow, and have a sense of belonging. Minnesota Native News reporter Derek DeLille has more.
Ani and Jawanung Benesi Indigo, Southern Spirit Bird is what they call me. I'm Derek DeLille, and I had a chance to sit down with Dr. Stately.
My name is Anthony Stately. I am an enrolled citizen of the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin, a descendant of the Great Red Lake and White Earth Nations of Minnesota. I'm the executive officer and the president of Native American Community Clinic, which is a federally qualified healthcare center that serves Native people in South Minneapolis.
The discussion led to what our work offers us when we offer our work within our own communities.
More than just work for a paycheck. I mean, anybody can do that, right? But there's tremendous value and satisfaction in working for your home and working for your people. And that's invaluable. That's something not everybody gets to have. Minneapolis is the birthplace to a lot of things that have had not just profound impact here locally, but nationally.
We also talked about how our American Indian cultural corridor has changed and continues to change.
There's so much about it that's different, and in some ways there's things that are the substructure, the stuff you can't see, is still there. That dichotomy between like what it was like before and how it should be now and how we've made lots of progress in some areas and backslid in other areas because of social conditions and economic conditions.
The Native American Community Clinic has been okayed to develop and build their brand new six-story building, offering new clinic facilities and residential housing and transitional housing for the Native community. I asked Dr. Stately, what do you do with such big plans on the horizon?
I did what I always do when I don't know what I'm going to do next or how I'm going to accomplish it, is I smudged and I said a prayer and I just asked Creator to like cut my path. That's really how I got here, and it's actually how I got to where I'm at today. We're in the process of building a brand new building, and we're doing all this. It's staggering to me, a $53 million project, right? I was like, I'm just a kid from the South Side. Like, how did I get here?
One of the first steps was to purchase the land that the clinic is currently on.
We were able to secure the purchase of the building through a gift from the state government. They gave us a $3.8 million award. We worked with another one of our partners to raise the other $400,000 to buy it. We need a new building to bring everything under one roof. That's what we're trying to do as an integrated clinic, along with traditional healing and a few other things. And so we decided to build a new building. And you can make that decision when you're a landowner. We are trying to create a place where every person who lives in the Twin Cities that's Native knows that this is a place where they belong.
I found out further into our chat that this plot of land now has a name.
We went with the name Owanka Okawitaya, which means a place for the people to gather. As far as I'm concerned, there's a dot, dot, dot on the end of that name, which is it's a place for people to gather, to celebrate, to heal, to grieve. Just a place for people to gather and a place where people belong.
And so to explain why this community clinic and this housing development will coincide and coexist, Dr. Stately simply offered this.
Since the Wall of Forgotten Natives and all of the challenges that we've had with houselessness, relatives in this community, Native people were 1% of the population, between 1 and 2%, depending on who you talk to. But we're about 30% of the houseless population. That is unconscionable to me. It also happens to be the largest social determinant of poor health outcomes for Native people. So it was a really easy pivot for me to go from like, we're going to build a brand new clinic to be, we're going to build a brand new clinic and we're going to put four floors of housing above it. Because it's our responsibility spiritually and morally to help our relatives who are in the worst conditions, in the worst shape.
Reporting for Minnesota Native News, I'm Derek DeLille.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund